Always interruptions. Always interruptions.
I think people always get in the middle of things.
Did you ever walk in on your parents?
No. If I did, I would have.
Did they ever walk in on you?
No.
But you wanted to. Dude,
I did. I was
trying
like,
to bait them.
Yeah. Well, one time I almost got walked in while I was debating myself. Right. But that happens when you're a teenager living at home and you forget to lock the door.
Okay. Get off my lap and let's do this.
Oh, my. Look where my hand is. I say, look where my hand is. It's in a very naughty place.
Welcome once again, everybody, to the Flea Show. This is Randy.
This is Ken.
Thank you for listening. Thanks for checking in on our MySpace site. We love all of our MySpace friends, and we're looking for more and stuff.
We do love our MySpace friends, but we don't love them.
Right.
In that kind of, well, some of them maybe.
Well, yeah.
But some of them, no.
There are a few
they're friends.
Look at
they're friends. They're people that we would shake their hands.
Got to say hello to our friend, our listener, T-Roy. T-Roy, if you want to say hi. And we actually have a listener who stopped in. And if you'd like to be a part of the Flea Show, stop in and let us know anytime. You can say hi if you want. There's a microphone available to you. Why don't you lay down on the floor while you do that?
That would be nice.
Oh,
T-Roy actually entered a contest to come here. This was the third place prize.
Oh, what was second and first?
Get shot in the face.
Oh. With what? A
penis.
Load?
Yeah. Oh, God.
All right. Lots of things always happening. Lots of fleas out there.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's sad in a lot of ways to let you know this and to find out this actually happened, but Klutzo the Clown has been arrested.
Yes.
For being a pedophile?
Pedophilia, yes.
Or was it
child pornography? There was child pornography involved with Klutzo.
Okay. All right, so he was a minister. Mm-hmm. He was a part-time police officer.
Yes.
Boy Scouts, I think, he was involved with.
Yes.
He was also a clown.
On the side, yes.
And a lot of things on the side.
Yeah.
And he'd been on a mission to China or someplace.
Really?
To entertain.
Apparently his new mission is driving around in a white van with free candy on the side.
Anyway, he got busted for having child porn little boys.
Yeah, that's uncalled for.
And this really, really sad part and emotional part about this, if you even read this story, is about the other Klutzo the Clown in Algonquin, Illinois. I just like saying Algonquin. There's another Klutzo in Algonquin, and he has to retire as Klutzo the Clown because he's getting hate mail, and it wasn't him.
And who would have thought there'd been more than one Klutzo?
Not me.
Yeah, you know, I mean, like, that's why they guess I have the middle initial the in it, because if it's Klutzo Clown, it's a name, but Klutzo the Clown, all business.
Clowns, I've got one of those things with clowns. They make me nervous.
They do, because whenever I think of a clown, I think of stories like this.
Yes. I don't like clowns, and I don't like Martha Stewart. I put them both in that same category.
Really?
They scare me.
What scares you about Martha Stewart?
She just looks like she's going to jump out of the television set and just beat the piss out of me.
She probably would do
she's
that.
Like, and we made this nice pumpkin pie, and you will make this pumpkin pie, bitch.
That's true. That's true.
That's the way she comes across to me.
Yeah, she's got the mouth beard going.
And then there was the Ellen DeGeneres. A cry.
Ugh.
You know, I think she's probably really honest about that. She meant well.
She is. I mean, that's the thing, too, is if this, and people are saying, well, she wasn't a celebrity, no one would care. And that's kind of true, because if she wasn't a celebrity, they never would have called her to ask how the dog was doing, and she never would have told them, like, oh, I gave it to somebody else.
Here's the thing that pisses me off about the Ellen DeGeneres thing.
What's that?
The show is taped, therefore could have been edited before it went on TV. We didn't need to know about this. She could have just told her audience and move along.
Yeah, move along.
Just
move along.
Move along.
Yeah, that's kind of I don't watch the Ellen show, so I missed it. I had to watch it on the interwebs, and I couldn't stop laughing.
By the way, you can now download full versions of The View.
Really, can you? all 5 minutes of it?
That's what I hear. I don't, not that I saw a promo or anything.
Well, speaking of people that would watch The View, there's apparently a big uproar in New Jersey. Apparently some terrorists activity in the state of New Jersey. Apparently there's been some rumblings of Al-Qaeda networking in New Jersey. Good news is John Bon Jovi will thwart the terrorist attack with his acid jeans and his tight package going around stopping all of Bin Laden's men singing songs about hope and despair and young lust.
Why do they call it a network? It sounds like they've got like a channel.
It is Dionne Warwick works for them. And she's like tells them where to go. She has her psychic friends and her terrorist network going around the country. Speaking of Dionne Warwick, I was reading this article about the biggest tax cheats in Hollywood.
Yes.
Dionne Warwick, one of them. Also, Sinbad is one of them. And Sinbad owes like $2 million. Does Sinbad even have $2 million?
How could he acquire so much of a salary that he would have to pay that much tax?
Apparently, the royalties of that old show, Different World, apparently paying dividends for Sinbad.
I don't know if I've ever heard of that show.
It was a spinoff of The Cosby Show.
All right.
Yeah, and Sinbad was on. Apparently, the royalties just coming in. Because God knows his comedy ain't getting him no money.
No, I mean...
It's Sinbad.
I only know him from when he was on that Ed McMahon show.
Yeah, and I was more surprised that he was still alive than that he was evading taxes.
OJ was one of the top guys, too, in California owes taxes. And that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, which is funny because he hasn't had income for, 3 years now?
Just his retirement.
Like, yeah, and I don't think they can take...
No.
They can't take that, like a pension
think so.
Or
it's
anything
like $5 million a year.
Yeah, ugh. I wish I can go around stabbing people and not have to work anymore. What Cam, what do you want to do when you go, well, I want to stab somebody and never have to work again?
But you see, you don't have any memorabilia or anything like that, so there can't be a continuous
story
with you.
That's true. I can't go around signing autographs.
Right.
Except for other degenerates who might think I'm a hero for stabbing my wife.
suppose you could be a part of the Al-Qaeda network.
I could be. I just put, get all
who
crazy.
Who would the anchorman be for the Al-Qaeda Network nightly news? OJ?
Well, he's got experience with slashing.
This is OJ Simpson for the Al-Qaeda Nightly Network news.
Oh, crap.
Our top story tonight, stabbing.
Get me some stabbings. Mm-hmm. Yep. Also,
let's go to our reporter on the scene now, who is currently stabbing somebody.
stabby. That's all it is. It's just like all it is file footage of OJ slashing throats. Juice.
They smile in your face all the time. They want to take your place.
Backstabbers.
Backstabbers. Yeah, I did a commercial earlier today, and it was. Sometimes we get commercials and we get a music bed to mix the voice part of the commercial with, and it just doesn't sound good at all.
Yeah, we're
it doesn't match.
In the next coming weeks, our listening audience will get to hear why the music bed was so funny, because we're going to have some fun with it.
Should we just go ahead and play the one we did today?
Yeah, play the one we did today. This was kind of like a rough demo, like kind of just messing around, saying things that don't make sense.
We were just going off with it because it sounded like old World War II footage.
Oh, yeah. Getting a little bit off track here.
You've been off before, so.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking of World War II older people. Because now we're on Craigslist.
Yes.
We have stuff on Craigslist. We've been flagged, I believe.
Yes, but which we love.
Yeah, because we love flags. We just can't get enough of the flags. Apparently, a guy, 7 years old, was actually a World War II vet, I found out. Was busted for posting some sort of like orgy party on Craigslist.
Nice.
And the guy was 7 years old, and I saw the pictures of the ladies. Not good, but not bad, to the point where if I'm 70 years old, that's what I may do with my life.
I'm hitting it.
I did it. It was a good time. I mean, it looked pretty good.
All right. This is Randy saying so long.
Oh, this is Ken saying fleas to you.
And here's the little World War II thing we did.
I'm Bill Curtis. It was reported that Hitler might have been gay.
Hitler had a knack for... Hitler had a knack for crooning young boys. Sieg Heil was really German for in the tushy. Whenever he invaded Poland, he required them to dress in dresses.
Hike up and see dress, young men.
Many knights were worn.
Is that the bayonet, or are you just happy to see me? What do you think?
I'm Bill Curtis. Why do you think their helmets look like penis heads?
Women were not allowed to vote under Hitler's reign. Their vagina was actually outlawed from 1926 to 1946 under Hitler's enact of the Pink Panther.
In Hitler's terms, Stalin meant, are you still in?
It's a known fact that Hitler's great-grandson is Marv Albert's.
The Luftwaffe! Where is the Luftwaffe?
British soldiers invaded off as the Russians invaded the Czech Republic.
Sieg Heil! Sieg Heil! Hitler, where is my makeup?
Lenin and Stalin once visited Hitler at a gay brothel east of Berlin and in Amsterdam. The
Sieg
night...
Heil!
The prostitutes were ripe and young. If there's grass in the field, play ball, said Stalin.
Blonde!